Bernie Sanders, how are you doing?
I am good. How are you?
We're good. We kind of wanted to say to you for a first question, what the heck happened?
Okay, well, that's a good question. why don't we start there? I think a couple of things happened. I think what Donald Trump, who is nobody's fool, understood is that there are millions of people in this country who are hurting, and they're hurting badly. And there are very few people in public life who are paying attention to their pain and their needs, and certainly the Democratic Party has not done enough of that. You know, you just think about it. In Chicago or Vermont or any place else, you're a working mom and you're making $40,000, $50,000 a year. How much does it cost to send your kid to child care? $10,000, $15,000 a year. How do you afford that?
That's true.
You're a middle-class family, maybe like my parents. My parents never went to college. And you want desperately your daughter to go to college. But it costs $40,000, $50,000 a year to send your kid to college. How do you do that? Or do you want to see your kid leave school $80,000 in debt? You worried about that? You are today in Chicago a 60-year-old worker. And maybe you are one of the 50% of older workers in America who are coming upon retirement age. You know how much money you have in the bank? You got zero in the bank. You don't got a nickel in the bank. That's the reality, because the wages you've gotten over the years have not kept up with inflation. So you're getting old. You're not feeling that well. You have this ailment. You got that ailment. And you're heading into retirement, and you got no money in the bank. You're going to have to live on Social Security. How are you going to do that? And what Trump, you know, you're a worker in Indiana, and maybe you saw your job go to China or to Mexico, and you're making 50 or 60% of what you previously made. Well, you know what? Those are real issues. And millions of Americans are suffering those realities. And unfortunately, a lot of the political leadership and too many people in the Democratic Party did not pay attention to that pain that's out there. And Trump talked to it. Now, between you and me, I have my doubts about how sincere he was about taking on the establishment. This is a guy who said he's going to take on the establishment. Well, you know what? People today don't like the establishment. They want somebody to take on the establishment. Will Mr. Trump do that? Well, that remains to be seen. I have my doubts. But that is one of the reasons that I think why he ended up winning the election.
Senator Sanders, your new book is called Our Revolution, A Future to Believe In. I know the title was chosen several weeks or months ago. Would you still include the part about a future to believe in if you knew that the results would be what they were?
Yes. I mean, based on our revolution, what I believe in is a future to believe in. And what our revolution means to me and the future to believe in is to say we are the wealthiest country in the history of the world. Why do we have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country on earth? Why do we have so much income and wealth inequality? Why are we the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people as a right or paid family and medical leave? So the future to believe in is to say that when we stand together and when we don't allow demagogues to divide us up, when we are prepared to take on Wall Street and corporate America and the drug companies and the insurance companies, yeah, we can create an incredible country which works well for all and not just the top 1%.
So many people had said if you had gone up against Donald Trump, there was no way you would have won. After Hillary's defeat, many are now saying the opposite. Bernie Sanders was the man who could have beat Donald Trump. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that it's not worth speculating about. I think, you know, the answer is maybe I could have, maybe I couldn't have. I mean, I think that it's very possible we could have, but who knows? You know, no one can tell what a 3 or 4 month campaign and hundreds of millions of dollars of negative ads do. We don't know. But I think the point is not to speculate or do Monday morning quarterbacking. The point is to look into the future, where we are now and where we have got to go. And I think the major lesson to me of this moment is that millions of people are going to have to become involved in the political process. Because I think, let's not forget a couple of things. Number one, Hillary Clinton ended up getting 2 million more votes than Donald Trump did. Okay. Number two, on issue after issue after issue, the ideas that I and others have brought forth about raising the minimum wage, pay equity for women, creating millions of jobs by rebuilding our infrastructure, addressing the planetary crisis of climate change, making sure that the wealthy and large corporations pay their fair share of taxes so we can protect the needs of our veterans and senior citizens. Those are ideas that the vast majority of the American people believe in. The Republicans, by and large, do not believe in them. And our job is to bring our people together, get them to stand up and fight back. And if we do that, I think the future will be okay.
Senator, we know you're short on time, but I just need to ask you this. I read your comments about the appointment of Steve Bannon as advisor to Mr. Trump and what a bad idea this is. Just, if you wouldn't mind, a minute or two on that.
Yes. Look, in a democratic society, we can disagree on issues. You have a view on health care. I have a different view on health care. You have a view on education, on taxes. I have a different view. Fine. But I would hope that in the year 2016, after all of the blood and the pain that we have gone through for hundreds of years in terms of discrimination, starting against the terrible things done to the Native American people, going back to slavery and Jim Crow and all kinds of racist activity, going back to sexism, 100 years ago women didn't have the right to vote, get an education, going back to homophobia, we have made progress in this country that the American people have a right to be proud of. We have, you know, we still have a long way to go. But the younger generation out there, and I've been with these young people, this is the least discriminatory generation in the history of this country, and we should be very proud of that. It is not acceptable. We can disagree on the issues, but it is not acceptable for a president of the United States to have overt, open racists by his side. That is something we cannot accept. That is something we cannot compromise on. So I would hope very much that President-elect Trump understands that and rescinds his invitation to Mr. Bannon to join the administration.
Bernie Sanders, our guest, you're going to be over at North Central College in Naperville tomorrow at 7, Anderson's Bookshop event. You can go to sanders.senate.gov. I want to personally thank you because of you, first-time voters and many not even old enough to vote, paid attention and got engaged for the first time ever, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
It's Bernie Sanders. Again, the book is called Our Revolution, A Future to Believe In.
I wanted him longer, and we had to let him go, and we were told that he will not wrap up because he feels funny doing it.
Right.
I wanted to ask him about Larry David. I wanted to chit-chat, and you had to ask him about the soup, and that never got
asked. Next time we have him on, there'll be many more of those sorts of questions.
I felt like I was talking to Larry David, didn't you?
Yeah,
right,
there were a couple
beginning?
Times where you wanted to go, remember the episode where you and Jeff Garland were in the... that came up once or twice.
Such a nice, pleasant man, and I wish him well. Read his book, Our Revolution, A Future to Believe In. And once again, he will be at North Central College in Naperville tomorrow at 7 p.m. Expect a lot of high school and college age students to show up and see them. It's going to be packed.
Pretty good. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.